This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and joining me is a place down on the shore, one of Connecticut's hidden gems. If you haven't been there, I suggest you get there. And if you're looking for a reason, we have a few of them this morning for you. And joining me today is Allison Smith, Public Program Manager and Museum Programs at Mystic Seaport Museum. Allison, thank you for joining me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, you know, Mystic Seaport, it's everyone thinks of, you know, Mystic, the big boats and stuff like that, but you guys have been around. I was looking at it. You started a little while ago. You guys are going to be celebrating a big birthday in a few years.
Yes, we're approaching our centennial. We're really excited about that.
And it's kind of interesting. So half of the centennial is at 50, and we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Jaws, July 5th, Jaws Fest. Tell me about that awesome event.
Oh, Jaws Fest is going to be so much fun. We have an entire day and evening of activities planned, including a panel of shark scientists from the Atlantic Shark Institute and the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy. They're going to discuss their research. We're hosting a pre-premiere of National Geographic's Jaws at 50, the definitive inside story, with opening remarks and a Q&A by special guest Wendy Bentley, who is an ocean advocate and also the wife of the late Peter Benchley, the author of Jaws. We'll have a talk by Joe Romero on his work with Shark Week. We're having a talk by Corey Turner from NPR. He wrote a piece called From Junkyard to Museum, The Unlikely Journey of the Last Jaws Shark. We have all kinds of other things, too. We have local shark conservancy organizations, a pop-up exhibit from the Living Sharks Museum in Westerly. Narragansett Beer will also be coming and doing beer samples. We're super excited for that partnership. Other things for kids too, like story time and shark-themed crafts. We're going to have some photo opportunities with an anti-shark cage on the village green and even a 25-foot inflatable shark that people can pose next to and see how big the shark in the movie really was.
I mean, if you want,
we'll have Newfoundland dog water rescue demos. Yep.
If people are looking for, you know, a way to, we could, you know, can kind of monetize this, or for people are looking for like a daycare for the kids, you can just kind of lock them in a shark cage and, you know, go visit things on your but that's cool. I mean, it's I'm looking at it, activities and programs go from 10 a.m to 5, but the event goes from 10 to 11. There is a lot going on in that day.
There is a lot. Yeah, a lot of what I just mentioned is mostly during the day, but then in the evening we'll have food and live music all in our village green, which overlooks the water, and we'll have a screening of the movie in the evening once it gets a little bit darker. And Wendy Benchley will again offer a special introduction to the movie. We're going to have Sharks Come Cruisin', they're a local band, perform on the stage, so people can are invited to bring their blankets and their chairs and just hang out and enjoy the weekend with us. And especially that evening. So the movie will show at sundown. So that's kind of why the timing is a little bit up in the air. But it's sure to be a great night.
And it's got to be cool, as doing programs like this for the museum and stuff like that, to have that celebration of Jaws kind of set in the quintessential New England coastline. It had to be cool to set up this type of event. I'm sure there was so many ideas tossed your way that you had to turn a few of them down.
Oh, definitely. And this is definitely something that's really, I'm really passionate about. Jaws is my favorite movie. And so this definitely feels like a really full circle experience and opportunity for me, being able to plan this event at the, the country's largest maritime museum. It's just amazing. And Jaws was such a major impact for how the public perceives the water and the beach and also tourism. And I think it's really exciting that we get to kind of commemorate this anniversary and educate people about sharks and shark conservation while also celebrating the movie and the impact that it had on like beach tourism in general.
It is
so
amazing.
It's definitely a really fun opportunity.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's a lot of websites, you know, you can track the great white sharks and stuff like that. And they are in this, I mean, they're in this area, not exactly right up against the shore, but they are, you know, traversing our waters of New England. So it's kind of cool and scary all at the same time to be literally part of that inside of that area.
Oh, for sure. Definitely. I think it'll be a really nice backdrop to be able to watch the movie with the river behind us. Yeah, and drinking an Narragansett, I mean, what's better than that?
It's definitely an all-inclusive, you know, in night that you can just kind of feel like you're part of the movie, sitting on the beach, some 50 years ago and just watching the Jaws dorsal fin kind of pop out of the water and be along the shoreline, that's got to be definitely a cool experience for people that are going to want to take in that night.
Oh, we hope so. Yeah, we're excited. We're excited, definitely.
So if people want tickets, it's Mystic, M-Y-S-T-I-C, Seaport. So mysticseaport.org. And you get all your Jaws Fest tickets right there. You scroll down a little bit. July 5th, all-day programming. Purchase tickets. Click on the link. You can purchase your tickets right there. But, you know, we focused on Jaws, but there's the Mystic Seaport Museum. It's like I said, it's not a new thing. It's been around a while. You guys have been doing this. There's summer events all the time. And coming up, you got one little quick one coming up in the near future. And it's kind of cool, like the little wooden boat. So you have a little wooden boat show. I'm not saying little as in the scope of it. Little as in little wooden boats and just big wooden boats and wooden boats coming up June 27th through the 29th.
Yeah, we have the 33rd annual Wooden Boat Show, which is one of our largest events of the year. So this brings over 100 traditional and classic wooden boats to the museum. There's vendors, there's skills demonstrations, there's speakers. It is a super busy and fun event for anyone, not just folks that are classic boat experts, but for everybody, for the whole family. So definitely everyone should stop by for that. It's the end of this month, and it kind of is like a big kickoff to summer event for us.
And it is, people don't realize it, the amount of maritime boat building and still going on to this day that happens in Mystic and around that area is just miraculous.
Oh, definitely, especially in visiting our shipyard here at the museum. People can get up close and personal and see that type of craftsmanship.
It's still going on. I mean, for almost 100 plus years, you guys have been there. Wood boats started it, and then the shipbuilding, and it's still going on to this day. You know, it's kind of interesting. You can do the wooden boats, and if you look not too far down the river, you can have massive military submarines being built. The aquatic boat and business in the state is booming.
Oh, yes, definitely.
And, you know, it is a museum. We're talking about all the fun stuff and all the things going on, but you guys are still a museum. It is an educational thing. You do summer events, summer digital learning, and all that stuff. But the exhibit that's going on right now, you know, what is the main exhibit, shall we say, of the museum right now?
So right now in our Collins Gallery in the Thompson Building, which is our north entrance, we have Monstrous Whaling and Its Colossal Impact. So this is... this exhibit features the history of whaling and its legacy, the whaling industry, and the largest piece in it is this piece by Joe Sansis called Or the Whale, which is a 51-foot mural created by scratchboards. It's amazing. It shows a life-size whale, and then within that shows the history of American capitalism. It's quite a piece. So that, when you walk in the door, you'll see that it's massive. You really can't miss it. But around you are pieces from our collection that are the history of whaling. There's tripods, harpoons. There's a video about whaling. There's what you can make from. It's like scrimshaw, like make from whale products. So there's a bunch of scrimshaw from our collection. This is a really amazing exhibit that showcases work from our own collection and also this partnership with this artist, Joe Sansis.
That's cool. I think that's one of the things along with, you know, the boat building, the seaports and the stuff like that along our shore, the whaling business and the industry that was here years ago kind of helped, you know, continue the thriving New England coastline into what it is today. Whaling, shipbuilding, all these things unfortunately seem to be getting lost. And you guys down there at the Mystic Seaport Museum are doing your best to keep those traditions and memories and legacies alive.
Well, thank you. We appreciate you saying that. And this exhibit also is a great way to tie the other stories across campus. So we tie to the Charles W. Morgan, the last wooden whale ship in the world. And so this exhibit can entice you to go check out the Morgan and really see what it was like to be on a whaling ship. And then it also connects you over to our village and what was it like to be in a seafaring village. And we, even this year, are really celebrating the summer of the Morgan. And so we're really kind of highlighting the story of whaling and the Morgan across our entire campus. And we're hoping that this exhibit provides a really good foundation for people to want to learn more.
And that's it. And people want to learn more. Again, it's mysticseaport.org. Joining me this morning is Allison Smith. She is the public program manager of the museum programs at Mystic Seaport Museum. Check all this out, and there's so much more to learn. Head over to the website, mysticseaport.org. Sign up, get some Jaws Fest tickets, July 5th, so it's the July 4th weekend. So if you're looking for something to do, you can head down to the shoreline. It's going to be I'm just saying it now. It's going to be beautiful that weekend. Summer's officially here. We're going to, going through our first heat wave and all the fun stuff that comes along with it in New England. But get down to the shoreline, Mystic Seaport Museum, Jaws Fest, July 5th. You have the Wooden Boat Show at the end of June, June 27th through the 27th through the 29th. I'll get that out, Allison. But there's just the seaport and the coastline is just an amazing place. Allison, I thank you for joining me today because it's places like yours and all these things going on right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.